National Pro-Life Group launches $10 million ad campaign ahead of Supreme Court abortion case. By Dr. Susan Berry on November 17, 2021. The Susan B. Anthony List, SBA List, launched a $10 million ad campaign Wednesday ahead of oral arguments in a case in which the U.S. Supreme Court will decide if state laws banning most abortions are unconstitutional. The National Pro-Life Organization will devote $2.5 million for television and digital ads in advance of arguments December 1 in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, a case challenging Mississippi's Gestational Age Act, a measure that would limit abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The case poses the most significant challenge in decades to the right to abortion created by the Supreme Court in its Roe v. Wade decision in 1973. SBA List plans to focus its television and digital ads in the Washington, D.C. market and key battleground states, a press release stated. The ads feature Annie Fitzgerald, a young woman who was adopted at 6 months, John Bruschelski, M.D., a practicing OB/GYN who regrets having performed abortions, and KCL Del Coco, M.D., a full-spectrum family medicine physician who cares for pregnant mothers and their children. The ads emphasize the scientific and technological advances that reveal the humanity of unborn children and the extremism of U.S. policy that allows unlimited late-term abortion up to birth, the release added. Science continually affirms the humanity of unborn children, said SBA List President Marjorie Dannenfelser in the statement, as she explained further. By 15 weeks, children in the womb have fully formed noses and lips, eyelids and eyebrows, they can suck their thumb, and even feel pain. The U.S. is one of 7 nations, including China and North Korea, that allow late-term abortion on demand more than halfway through pregnancy, well after unborn babies feel a pain. Americans overwhelmingly reject such extreme policies, yet their elected lawmakers are shackled to Supreme Court precedents that, in effect, allow unlimited abortion up until birth. These are needlessly divisive and decades out of step with medicine and technology. It's time to return this issue back to the people to decide through their elected representatives, Dannenfelser asserted. We hope the court will soon allow all states to modernize our laws and protect women and children. According to SBA List, the ads will air on broadcast and cable stations in the nation's capital media market, including on CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox News, Newsmax, CNBC, and CNN networks. Voters will also see the ads via text and digital technology in 9 battleground states during the weeks of November 17 and November 29. More information about fetal development can be found here.